You're listening to the Social Media Church Podcast, the place for conversations with church leaders about social media. This is episode number 95. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Social Media Church Podcast. I am DJ Chuang, your host, and on this episode, I want to have a conversation with you. I'll be sharing with you some of the statistics as well as listener feedback that I've collected through the website. And so there is not a conversation with someone else. It's my conversation with you just to give you a snapshot, a behind-the-scenes look at exactly what is happening here at Social Media Church. And you'll be able to download the reports with all of the numbers at socialmediachurch.net. And look for episode number 95, and you'll be able to download the statistics that have gathered from all the downloaded episodes, as well as a report based on user feedback collected from a survey that was run on my website over the past couple of months. So first, let me start with a state of Social Media Church. Here's where we've come in 2 years of Social Media Church podcasting. We launched on June 5th, 2012, and I'm recording this on August 19th, 2014. This is episode number 95, and so we've got 95 episodes plus 3 pilot episodes, and the socialmediachurch.net website and podcast feed run on the WordPress content management system on a self-hosted server. I use the PowerPress plugin, which integrates with Blueberry Statistics Tracking, one of the most popular podcast statistics tracker. And I'm going to share with you some of the highlights that are in the report. You're welcome to download the full report at socialmediachurch.net, like I mentioned just a minute ago. So in the span of 26 months. This is the history of downloads through August 18th, 2014. We've had 29,354 total downloads, and out of those, 22,292 are unique downloads. So some of you are downloading several times or listening several times, maybe from the same browser or podcatcher. And of that, the distribution looks like 26% are through the web browser, 21% through Podcatcher, 19% through a mobile web browser, 17% through a mobile app, which I'm not sure what the difference is between a mobile app and a Podcatcher, but maybe there's a bit of overlap based on whether your Podcatcher is desktop-based or mobile-based, however that is triggered on the statistics tracker. And we've got just over 10% that are listening through a tablet or pad web browser. So that's the different kinds of devices or software that our listeners are listening to. And then in terms of the top five platform, we're looking at iOS, which includes iPhone and iPad, accounting for 38%, Windows accounting for 23%, Macintosh, we're looking at 22%, so almost a fair split between Windows and Mac. And then Android accounts for about 10%. So if your podcast, if you happen to be a podcaster, if you're not accounting for the Android listeners, you're losing at least 10% of your potential audience. Yeah, so one of the things that I've done from the very beginning is provide a RSS feed as well as the iTunes feed, as well as being able to listen on the web. And then since launching out, I've also connected to Stitcher feeds and two or three other feeds that are podcast agents out there. Even though you may not have overwhelming statistics on these other places, but you want to provide your podcast episodes in as many ways possible when it can be automated as such. And one of the joys for me is over the past 2 years, I've seen a growing number of Christian podcasts that are not sermons. And so there's some fun ones out there that I've been picking up on, like the Phil Vischer podcast as he chatters away on pop culture, and then some theological reflection, which may or may not be related, with Sky Gitani. So they make it a fun time. And since they've launched, they're coming up on they've had over 100 episodes now, and they do both a audio and a video podcast, a much higher production. So I don't know how they pull it off. I'm just doing a voluntary effort here at Social Media Church. And let's see what else we have on the blueberry statistics I want to share with you. In terms of clients, we're looking at iTunes, iPhone, Chrome, iPad, and podcast for iOS. Let's see. Each of those break down to about 15% each. You can look at the report for the details on that. And then in terms of countries, this is interesting. There's not a pie chart for this, but we're looking at United States, almost 20,000 downloads from the United States. From Canada, over 700. United Kingdom, 430 downloads. Australia, 260. Germany, 120. We've also got some listeners from Netherlands, Brazil, Spain, and Japan. So quite a number of listeners from around different parts of the world, and I'm glad that they are listening, and I hope all of you find this a helpful resource as you explore how churches can be using social media more effectively by listening to the backstory and the narrative of how various church leaders are using social media. And in terms of the top downloaded episodes, so our most popular download is my conversation with Ray Lopez on episode 36. My second most popular is Innovation Zero. So that was where I described how to do innovation on a $0 budget. Number three, Brady Shear on episode 87. Haley Bedris coming in at number four, episode 85. And rounding up the top five, my conversation with Peter Gerges on episode 42. And again, in the show notes, I'll give you the links to the top 10. And then if you download the report, you can see the top 20 episodes of Social Media Church throughout its history to date. The second report I wanted to share with you was a survey that I ran at the socialmediachurch.net website from May 27th to July 15th. There was a little pop-up window that would show up on a random number of visitors, and people could either respond to the survey or click off of the screen and say they don't want to be bothered by it or come back to it later. And this was powered by a software called userreport.com, and it's used by enterprise big brand companies as well as personal sites. So you could use this as a random survey of website visitors to your website. And out of the two, almost 3 months of running this survey, I had a total of 28 responses. And the user report survey comes with a set of default questions, more demographic-wise. And then you can add your own personal questions depending on what you want to hear from your website visitors. And I added a couple of those. I wanted to keep the survey really short, and so I had a decent response rate in terms of, well, we're looking at an average of 250 downloads per episode. And so to have 28 respondents over that period of time, even though most subscribers probably don't visit the website, the quick overview on the responses, 4.32 out of 5 satisfaction, which is above average. So I'm glad that the listeners, at least the respondents, were happy with this podcast. Demographic-wise, we're looking at 69% male and 31% female. So that's a pretty good mix. I'm glad to see there's more than 20% female, so I'm getting a decent gender mix, though not quite 50-50, and we know in the tech world and social media world, depending on the social network, you're not going to have exactly a 50-50 split. In terms of satisfaction, it's broken down into several different categories. So overall, 4.3 satisfaction. It's broken down into navigation. Is the website easy to navigate? Is the quality of the content on the website valuable? Is the information on the website useful? Does the website appear trustworthy and professional? So all of those rated right across the board at 4.3. And then there's a distribution of how the votes came in. So it shows you that by breakdown of percentage. Well, the way it presents the chart is you scored higher than your competitors in every one of those categories. So thank you. Thank you, listeners, for really responding well to what we're doing here. And it really is a collaborative effort. The conversations of these great church leaders doing social media, willing to share their insights and learnings, and also posing some of the questions they've had. Or in the early episodes, I actually had the guests weigh in with some of their burning questions to see how our community could be of help. There's a comparison to all the surveyed websites that User Report has run on at the time of this report. Almost 6,600 websites have run their survey, and it shows a sliding scale of how you rank compared to all of those. And then it gives you a demographic breakdown in terms of gender, in terms of age. So the largest demographic of our listeners that responded to the survey, 35 to 44 years old, 37% of them. There's 24% that are in the 45 to 54 age bracket, and 23% in the 25 to 34 year old age bracket. And that is a pretty clear bell curve distribution, and we've got 8% in the over 55 and the under 24 categories of age. So right there in the middle, if you're in your late 30s or early 40s, you're the majority of our listeners. And I myself am 48 years old this year, so I'm on the older side of that bell curve. And then later on the report, some of the standard questions I asked: how often do you visit the website? 32% were the first time, 29% visit weekly, 25% visit monthly, and 14% less than once a month. And that's fine if you're a subscriber. The podcast episodes come directly to you on your smartphone or on your desktop or tablet. And that's the way most podcast listeners consume and engage with content. That's the way it should be. All in all, how would you rate this website? 36% rated excellent, 61% above average, and then one person coming in at 3% rated this average. Well, that's all right. The website's easy to navigate. 64% agree, 32% strongly agree. And then in terms of the specific questions that I added to the default survey questions, I added two. The first question that was custom added: which social network do you want to hear more about on this podcast? We have a split for number one. 33% of the listeners that responded to the survey want to hear more about Facebook, and also 33% want to listen more about Twitter. So we'll definitely cover Facebook and Twitter on almost every episode, because those two are definitely the most dominant social networks at this time. Coming at number three, a tie for number three, is Google Plus and Instagram at 13% each. And I'll have you know, on the very next episode, I'll be talking with Dustin Stout, who is a maven on Google Plus, has a gazillion followers and a gazillion views on his Google Plus page. And in fact, I recorded my conversation with him through Google Plus Hangout on Air. So we dedicated an entire episode to talk about Google Plus. And on Instagram, I'll have to hunt someone down who's active on Instagram, though I find it rather elusive to track statistics on Instagram, but you can see number of likes and number of followers, and I guess that's one way to measure engagement. But I find it rather fleeting, and I wish there was a better way to view Instagram photos on my desktop on a second screen rather than on my little screen on my mobile smartphone. And then the second question I asked was, have you added a rating and review for this podcast on iTunes? 18% said yes, and 82% said no. Well, how can I plead and beg with you to get over there to iTunes and add a review? It can be a short review, or you can just click through on the rating. That would help people to find this podcast, because there's not a lot of people searching for church and social media. Based on my Google Analytics, it looks like a lot more people are searching for church media or church website. And as much as social media is a part of our culture and the language of our culture today, it's not a big draw for search engine traffic just yet. Oh, and I actually have a third question that was a custom question that I added to the survey, and it is this. Does your church have an interactive internet campus? 7% said yes. 36% said not interactive. It's just a live stream video. So 36% or 10 respondents said that. 11%. Look at this. Not yet, but planning to launch. So that's good to hear. So looking at the numbers that I have to work with here, we have 7% that have an interactive internet campus, and 11% are looking to launch. So perhaps in the next year, we'll see a doubling of the number of internet campuses around the country and around the world. That would be really neat to see. Based on my research, just over 100 internet campuses currently. So the day is coming soon when we might reach 200. And let me refer you to the launch party that we had for onlinechurchleaders.com on episode 92, a free training resource to help you, especially those 11% of you, to launch your online church internet campus. Very, very valuable resource for free. And that's what's so amazing about the internet. There are free tools out there. You put some people behind it that are passionate and willing to learn. You can do so much on the internet with $0 budget. And I think onlinechurchleaders.com is another great example of how we can move the kingdom forward. So there you go. Two reports with statistics that you could use for your church ministry podcast or your personal for fun Christian podcast or whatever topic you would like to have conversations or produce a radio show or produce a audio experience in the podcast format. Blueberry is a great statistic tracker, and I wanted to share with you some of the things that it reports back to you. And when you see the data, you can make some adjustments in terms of the content you want to provide or to check if it's reaching the audience demographically that you want to reach, and then to make adjustments based on the kind of platforms your users are listening to make sure you accommodate easy access for all of your listeners. And then on userreport.com, a handy survey to occasionally measure the pulse of website visitors to see if your design and your content and your layout of your content is effective and useful to your visitors on the website without being too obtrusive. So I hope you find that helpful. I'm still having fun doing this, and we're coming up on episode 100. I can't wait till we get there and continue the conversations that we can have through social media. Of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter, as well as YouTube. You can watch some of the raw conversations I've had with guests that I was able to record a video with. I also have a presence on Pinterest to connect with some infographics. There's a Google Plus page that I am still exploring, trying to find ways to connect with people. And I'm always happy to hear from you through email or even on our voicemail hotline for the listeners. You can save this number to your smartphone. The number is 949-354-3216. The number again, 949-354-3216. And with your okay, we'll incorporate your voice, comments, stories, and questions into a future episode. This concludes another episode of the Social Media Church, the place for conversations with church leaders about social media. My name is DJ Chuang, and until next time, we'll stay connected online.